The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we thank you for joining us this morning. So, turkey season concluded, rockfish season kicked off, and it's been an interesting week in the outdoors, that's for sure. We are functioning under AI today. Aaron, I don't know if you knew that or not. But we're going to have an AI show. For those of you who aren't familiar with what that means, it's going to be Aaron Intelligence for answering the telephone and Alan Intelligence for answering and talking to the callers. So, Aaron, you okay with that? There you go. So AI and AI working here together this morning. So, good morning, Aaron. How was your week? Oh, well, glad to have you here. So we worked together this week with our webmaster, Bulldog Brian Tilton, who now lives in Florida. And Brian was able to update all the podcasts to the current status. Aaron, thank you for that, for making sure he got everything he needed. And for those of you who were wondering and trying to listen, the podcasts have been caught up. The last podcast, when I checked, was somewhere in January, I believe, wasn't it, Aaron? And we got, yeah, we got them all caught up, and so there might be one missing, which we may have had technical difficulties on that show, March 2nd, I'm not sure, but we're working on that one too. So thank you, Brian, and thank you, Aaron, for that. So you can now listen to the past shows for most of the year. Up to date. Ah, my goodness gracious. So, Robin's not here again today. Robin is actually hospitalized. She's in one of the hospitals here on the shore. She had an episode the other day, and there had been some signals that there was something not quite right. Turns out it was a chemical imbalance. And I'm not sure how everything works. Now, Robin has compromised kidneys, and this all happened, believe it or not, 14 years ago today was the day she entered the hospital for a period of 8 weeks, and she was at death's door at that moment. She survived. Her doctors brought her through. She thrived. She went back to work, and here she is. But Robin has lost a great deal of weight recently, roughly 100 pounds, and she's been trying to get a balance on all of her medications. You know, she has a bad back. She's in tremendous back pain all the time. And so the other day she had an episode where she was unable to stand, and she got some help from her friends, and they couldn't make it happen. So a lot of anxiety comes into play there. So we called, I wasn't here. I was on the road. Her friends, thank God for her friends. And called 911. Emergency crew did a fantastic job. They got her to the ER in Cambridge, where she spent the night trying to be evaluated. Didn't spend overnight because they sent her to Salisbury. and the only bed that was available was in the ICU, which she was grateful for. They treated her all day yesterday and then transferred her to a regular room. So I visited her yesterday. I'll be visiting her today. But they got everything kind of balanced out. She's the high numbers are coming down and the low numbers are going up. So she sounded better. She's feeling better. She's moving a little more independently now. And she just simply said she misses everybody and asks everyone who has been praying to continue to pray. So same request here. She does believe in the power of prayer, and she believes in our listeners, which is really touching to me. And you know, she's made a connection, and I'm so glad for that. So that's the story. That's the update. My week was spent working. Marilyn Loves Crabs went online, as I mentioned, last Friday or Saturday. All the connections to the advertisers on the homepage. We have a list of direct links. If you go on the homepage, mdlovescrabs.com, you'll see the cover of the magazine, which is really cute this year. You click on that and the magazine opens up. You can read the whole thing online, just like the print version. But below the cover, there's also an advertiser direct link to their websites from our websites, and it's kind of a value-added thing that we do. So if you go on there, any of those 60-some advertisers and connections that we have, just click on that, and it should take you directly to a link. For people who don't have a website, we link to their Facebook page. If they don't have a Facebook page or any social media or website or anything like that, we just put their phone number on there, and you can call them directly. Click on that, and it should connect your – if you're on your phone, it should connect you right to their phone as well. So thanks, Bob Lynch, for making that happen. So – everything is good. We're just trying to get them all out. I've been a lot of places distributing magazine far and wide. Haven't been in the Baltimore area yet. Okay, just so you know, we haven't been to Baltimore yet. So the biggest bulk of our distribution is in Baltimore. We've been hitting the Cecil Harford County, been to Madonna Seafood. We've been hitting the haven't been to anything west of Baltimore either. Been hitting the Southern Maryland area and the upper and lower eastern shore. So the eastern shore is pretty much covered up with crab magazines. If you have any questions on locations, just look in the magazine and you'll see the online version. You'll see the advertisers that have their supplies. So the turkey that I hunted with Bobby Dutrow is now a memory. Bobby bagged that bird on Wednesday, I believe. Once he saw the bird on his trail camera, and we hunted that bird on Friday, and he eluded it, Bobby determined that he was going to hunt that bird for the rest of the week, which he did. And he hunted the bird Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. One of those days was spent with another hunter, and the bird pretty much did the same thing. I mean, he would fly down, he'd get with a hen and or several, and off they'd go. And Bobby would call, and the bird would respond, and they'd get him coming back, and you know, the bird would get behind him like it did with us. He saw the fox again that kind of put the kibosh on our hunt, and he had a hen within, I think he said 8 yards that the tom was with, and the hen busted him and walked away and led the tom away on one hunt. But he finally sealed the deal with this thrilling hunt on Wednesday, where he took the bird, a beautiful gobbler, 21 pounds, 12-inch beard, 1¼-inch spurs. So that's a very mature bird. If that's a bird of trophy status with a 12-inch beard, it's pretty amazing. A true long beard. So congratulations to Bobby. Congratulations to Stephanie Greger. Stephanie is, Stephanie's dad, Steve, sent me a picture of it. and I asked him to have it emailed. Stephanie, years ago, in 2014, that's 10 years ago, Stephanie, as a young teenager, came around to our booth on National Fishing and Hunting Day when we announced the formation of the Maryland Hunting Coalition and sold us some tickets for a shotgun. And one of the board members won the shotgun and donated it back as one of our fundraising, you know, firearms for the first Maryland Hunting Coalition banquet. So thanks to Dave Levitt for that. And Dave, we wish you well. We know he's moved now to North Carolina. So appreciate all his efforts. I heard from him the other day. He's doing well in North Carolina. So let's see. What else is going on? Oh, Stephanie. Stephanie shot a beautiful bird in Allegheny County. Stephanie does not use calls. Stephanie uses her voice. She said, just my shotgun and I sitting under a tree. This bird gobbled and gobbled and gobbled and gobbled and gobbled, and I finally voice called him into shotgun range, and she took this beautiful mature bird, also over 20 pounds, a 10.5-inch beard and inch and a quarter spurs. So there have been a lot of nice birds being taken this year. We get to hear about a few of them, some very interesting stories. So there we are. Giving away fishing tackle today. Robin's not here. I think Tim, Tackle Box Tim, is going to draw the winning number. We'll give him a list of numbers, of, you know, 1 through 30 or 40 or however many names we have on the list. And Tim will pick a random number, and that will correspond to the name of the winner. We're not going to give him the names. We're just going to give him the list. So there we are. Our phone number here for getting in the Fish and Tackle contest, which is a lure package, perch package, from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, is 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's the number you call to connect to the Outdoors and Radio Show. Now, when it comes to the contest, it's very simple. You call in, you leave your name and your phone number, and then you go in the air with me for a minute and just ask a question, make a comment, or just say, hey, I just want to get in a contest. And all that works. So you are then entered, and at the end of the day today, we will pick a name and a number, and someone will win. So, hey, listen, summer's here. And I stopped by Backyard Billy's the other day, and I said, what do you guys got left here for May? And there is an entire list of sale products, and most of it is furniture. And the list looks something like this. In stock Frankford, 15% off, plus 5% if you pay for check. These are umbrellas. Sun Garden cantilever umbrellas. These sheds in stock are 20% off, plus 5%, so up to 25% off in-stock sheds. If you have to order a shed, it's 15% off if you pay by check. Chicken coops, dog kennels, greenhouses, in-stock, 15% off if you pay by check. And then swing sets, also in-stock, 10% plus 5 if you pay by check. They have Adventure World and Green Tree playhouses in stock, 10% off. Country Lane Structures, the gazebos, there's savings there. And then let's see what else there is. May special. There we go. Casual Furniture by Jensen. In stock sets, 30% off plus 5%. If you order, 25% off plus 5% paid by check. Roble in stock, 40% off. Casual Furniture. Telescope, Royal Teak, Tropitone, Woodard, Kettler, Ebel, and Beechcraft in stock sets, 30% off, plus 5% if you pay by check. And then specialty orders, you get a 25% discount. Poly Furniture, 10% off in stock, plus 5. Poly Dining, 5-piece or more in stock, 20% off. So the May specials continue through the end of the month. This would be the weekend to stop by Backyard Billy's and check out anything and everything that's on sale, especially some of the things I mentioned, the tables and chairs, the sets, the gazebos, the chicken coops, the dog kennels, the pergolas and gazebos, kids swing sets and that type of thing. Sounds like a big sale to me. Why not stop by this weekend to see the folks at Backyard Billy's and check the entire inventory? BackyardBilly's.com is the website. You can see all that stuff. You can call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, including the holiday. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You know what? Your backyard is going to look absolutely spectacular. I think you will enjoy it for fun and family and friendship, that's for sure. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Haven't been there in a bit, but they are ready to go crabbing. They've got all the crabbing supplies. There's a nice ad in the Maryland Loves Crabs for everything that they have, the trot lines and the crab traps and the seasoning and the steamer pots and the nets and the gloves and all the accessories. And don't forget, they've got rods and reels. They've got crab bait. They've got live bait and frozen bait for fishing. They've got rods and reels. And I'm looking for a new fishing rod, I think. Not that I don't have like 40 of them, but there's something I'm looking for. So we'll have to check that out when I get to Clyde's. Rods and reels. And, you know, they'll be more than glad to wind fresh line on your reels, too. They've got a great selection of buck knives. Good selection of Browning firearms, telescopes, ammunition. So, a full-line sporting goods dealer since 1957. Open 7 days a week. The phone number there is 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe. So why not stop by and see our friends at Clyde Sports Shop? Say hello. Say hello to Mr. Clyde, and you'll be glad you stopped in. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And Mil-Spec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These Mil-Spec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec Liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. fought single-handed through the engine war, till the creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went all Thank to you, Congress Fess. We appreciate that. Any callers on the line there, Aaron, this morning? Waiting for number one. You can be number one this morning. Beautiful day out, by the way. It's been a boy yesterday. Whew, that rain was something else. I missed the big part of it in the morning. Caroline County got hammered with thunderstorms. Of course, I was on my way to pick up the second pallet of Marilyn Loves Crabs magazines from the printer in Dover. And I'm thinking, boy, I hope this rain doesn't keep up the rest of the day, because I got a whole truckload here of magazines, and you know, no matter how you try and protect them, they're going to get a few of them are going to get wet. Well, I avoided everything, which was fantastic, and so nothing got wet. And we did have a few thunderstorms in Salisbury when I was visiting with Robin, but the truck was protected in the parking garage, so I was very happy with that. So, I would like to hear from our callers this morning. We are running the show in AI, which is Aaron Intelligence, which means Aaron is going to be taking the calls, screening the calls, and recording your name and number for the fishing allure contest. And then any questions will be answered by AI Allen Intelligence, which may or may not prove to be accurate. You know, garbage in, garbage out. So, but it'll at least be a live conversation. You won't have to look it up on the internet where everything is true, unless you really want to. If you engage, you know, it's very interesting. I try to engage young people in conversation. I was at a fish and tackle shop the other day, and I was at the front counter. A couple of young fellows were there. I'd say they were early 20s. I said, "You guys going fishing?" Yeah, and these look like young, you know, college age kids. And I said, "Where are you headed?" "Oh, well, we're going to do some surf fishing." I said, "Oh, great! What's running?" "Well, we're going for bluefish." I said, "Oh, that's cool. Are they catching any nice ones?" And it's like it's impossible to have a face to face conversation with a young person. It's like they have their little code where they talk to each other, you know, and engage with each other, but don't try to be, you know, personable or engage in a conversation about anything that is not in their little world, or try to even, you know, have a conversation about what they're interested in. And I've noticed this last couple of years, it's become a little disheartening for the future. It really has. I continue to wonder, you know, about the effect of social media and the effect of, you know, too much screen time on our young people. What are your thoughts on that? 410-922-6680. Unfortunately, you know, being in this business, I've got to deal with emails, a lot of emails, and some of the times I like to do some research on some topics and subjects and things that I'm interested in. So, you know, I've got to be in that world to some degree. But does that mean I like it? No. I don't particularly care for it. So, yes, indeed. So, oh, my. 410-922-6680. We are 30 minutes into the show, halfway through the first hour. We haven't taken a phone call yet. I don't blame you for sleeping in. It's a beautiful day. And I don't blame you if you're up and about and you're going fishing. I don't blame you for that either, so, or crabbing. So, but if you're engaged in that activity and you want to give us a ring, we'd be glad to talk to you if you're out on the water and happen to be listening, or if you're anywhere else. So, Aaron, what do we need to do to elicit a phone call from some of our listeners? Aaron is taking a phone call right now. That's why he's not talking back. That's great. That is great. Got a little wheeze in the voice here today. A little head congestion. Okay. We'll talk to him here in a second. So I've been having this thing. This is the third time this year that I've had this congestion and post-nasal drip and that kind of stuff. Not sure what's causing it. Starts out viral, then goes to bacterial. And the only time you can treat it is after it goes to bacterial, so you just deal with over-the-counter stuff on the viral side. Captain Don, good morning. What's going on, buddy?
Well, good morning. I'm down on the east.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Which trip?
Yeah.
I was up north for a while. We had some business to do up in Massachusetts. But this morning, I'm actually on my way home from a fishing trip. I had to pull out a little early. But we're down Trails End, down near Chincoteague. And we went out flounder fishing yesterday. Had our buddy Kenny Platt,
yeah,
Johnson, Ron, and John.
The same old crew, huh?
Same old crew, yeah, yeah. Some of the blue catfish trot line fishers, or anglers,
yeah,
or whatever.
Got it.
Well,
How'd the flounder trip go? I guess that's what you're getting ready to tell me.
Yeah. Our buddy, we had a little tournament on the boat amongst ourselves, but Kenny ended up with the biggest fish. And it's a minimum of 16 inches.
Right.
We had three keepers and one throwback. But old Kenny won the tournament, so. He's smiling. He's rubbing it in everybody's face down.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the way he is.
See, the high stakes that I usually participate in is dollar for the first fish, dollar for the largest fish, and a dollar for the most fish. So, you know, depending on how many people are on the boat, if you know, you can wind up with, you know, maybe $4.
So. Well, our stakes are a little higher than that, so... but anyway, it was a good time. We thought we were going to be rained on. We saw some clouds in the distance, and the weather reports were not too good. But we managed to get through pretty well. And
that's good.
Didn't see any lightning and thunder. And today, I think there may be some intermittent showers. And
yeah,
when I left down there about half an hour ago. It was foggy, really foggy. You hardly see 300 feet. It was pretty tough.
That's so
but
good.
Now I'm in better, getting closer to 13. So.
Oh, that's good.
But anyway, it was good. A good time, and I'm sorry I had to pull out a little early, but
that happened.
Do what I had to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw you cut that big trophy striper on the first day of striper season. Oh, no, that was a trophy catfish you caught. Yeah.
The catfish?
Yeah, that was a beauty. That was a big fish.
Yeah, they're, I'm telling you, the real big blue catfish are all over the place, and I don't know how the bay's going to survive with these big boys running around eating up everything. But I didn't get out on much rock fishing since it opened up, but hopefully this week things settle down a little bit, I'll be able to get out. But I know the boys are listening. The coverage, cell phone coverage, isn't too good down there, but they did happen to have you up on one of the phones, and I said that when I get up the road, I'm going to give you boys a shout-out. So they're all listening.
Well, there you go.
They can get you. So hopefully they have a good day.
I hope so, too. Well, all you guys that are still fishing, enjoy each other's company and win your money back from Kenny.
Yeah. Okay. Well, take care.
All right, Doc. Thanks for the call, man.
Road up here. Take care.
All right. Well, concentrate. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. There goes Don. He's a good guy. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning. Thoughts and prayers go out to Miss Robin this morning.
I appreciate that, buddy. Really do.
Yes, sir. Yeah, for sure. Look, you haven't mentioned anything. I'm sorry?
Go ahead. It's been a struggle.
You haven't mentioned anything about your dogs. Are you still got your three dogs?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Jolene is laying across my, she's on the, I'm sitting in the recliner. She is on the foot pad laying across my left leg. The, where's the other one? One of them's outside and one of them's laying in the bed. Shih Tzu's laying in her bed. She's 13. And then Jinx, who has lived up to her name, is outside.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the reason why I called. We can just talk about dogs a minute.
Check up on the dog? Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Certainly you have raised a few dogs in your day.
I have.
Have you ever had one that just couldn't get with the program? And the reason why I'm asking you is because that governor from South Dakota and her dog Cricket about 20 years ago. I'm sure you heard about that story a couple
weeks
ago.
I did, yeah.
A lot of people were upset.
Yep.
But, you know, I try to wrap my head around it, and the thing that really got me about that was that same week that story broke, there was a young thug that chased a woman around a parking lot in an apartment complex in Baltimore County, shot her two times in the face, and then shot her once when she was laying on the ground. And more people were upset about that dog than they were about that young lady that got killed.
Do you remember the story years ago about a murder that took place in Baltimore? The guy was on his way home from lunch or walking somewhere, and he was shot, and the thief took his sandwich and ate his sandwich. Do you remember that story?
I don't remember that. No.
Man, that guy took that guy's sandwich and ate it after he shot him and killed him. Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
No, the awful thing is he shot and killed the guy to get his sandwich or whatever reason he shot him and killed him. Mm. Like you said, people are focused on the wrong thing. They really are.
Yeah. But back to the dog. I'm trying to wrap my head about what she did. And the only thing I can go back to is my granddad. When I was a real small kid, 5, 6, 7 years old, we would go down and visit him in Virginia. And he had beagle dogs.
Right.
And he would not let us get near them beagle dogs. You know, here I am, a little kid, and there's a beautiful, you know how pretty beagles are.
Oh, yeah,
you
absolutely.
You want to go over and love them, and he would get so mad when you got near them.
Yeah.
Because they weren't watchdogs. They weren't pets. You know, they were beagle dogs, and
they were tools of the trade. They were tools of the trade. Beasts of burden.
So often we would go down there, and one particular dog would be gone, and then there'd be another one. And I would ask my mom, "Well, what happened to little Snoopy or whatever?"
Yeah.
Well, he was an excuse all the time. Well, he ran away, or he gave him.
Yeah.
My grandfather gave him away, but as I got older, she explained to me those dogs had a job to do, and if they didn't do it, they didn't run.
Yeah, deer. I understand.
They didn't run fox. You know, your job, you're a mouse I'm feeding here, and if you don't do your job, well.
I understand what she did. The dog was not originally hers, from the way I understand. I'm talking about Chrissy Gnome now. The dog had been on another ranch and had attacked livestock. I don't know if it attacked people or not. And they were actually trying to rehab this dog. And the dog was untrainable, would continue to threaten livestock, continue to threaten her children, her young children at the time. And I will tell you, if anybody's ever been bitten by a dog, your attitude towards that animal changes immediately. I've been bitten by a couple.
When people ask me, I don't have a dog now, but I babysit one. And I babysit this Brittany, and he's great. He's the best dog. And people will go, well, does he bite? And I'm like, well, he's a dog. What do you expect?
So I believe that some dogs are further removed from their wild roots than others. And, you know, there's wolf running through the veins of every domestic dog, including this adorable little Cavachon here, and this lazy old, whatever she is. Yeah. Half poodle, half, what are you? Bernese. Yeah, Bernadoodle. That's what you are, baby. Yep. But there's wolf running through their veins. And every now and then, if they get in each other's face, you can see that come out. You know, and absolutely. And the worst one is the little tiny Shih Tzu, who will go after this 40-pounder with no qualms at all. And I've had to break them up a couple times. But there's wild genetics running through those veins, and you know whatever prompts that primitive behavior, whatever triggers it, you know, can come out at any time. Other dogs just are not, you're not able to discipline them. And I'm not cracking on Chrissy Gnome for shooting a dog. I mean, you know, this is the way it's done on the ranch. You don't take the thing to the vet, and you don't pay $80 to, you know, have it put down, and then another $120 to get its ashes and have a nice little box or anything like that.
Well, my grandfather was animal control.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. He didn't get on the phone and call somebody to take care of him.
That's right. Nope.
But you know, I think just like kids, it's a lack of discipline. If I can give you one more example.
Okay.
Of how people treat their dogs, and I think they do their kids the same way.
Michael Vick.
Dogs understand fear, and I've never heard of a dog having to go to the vet because of a piece of rolled up piece of newspaper. But anyway,
that's true.
I've seen this where these people just don't take care and discipline their dogs. And I'll give you a really good example. My daughter comes up to visit, and we go over and visit her in-laws because it's close here and it's a bigger house, and everybody can meet and have a good social time and see the kids. And you know how it is.
Yeah.
He has a 3-month-old baby. And they got a new dog over there. It's a Labrador of some sort, and the thing won't listen. But anyway, I'm sitting in a chair. I got my legs crossed. I got a 3-month-old baby on my lap. That Labrador comes over and grabs a hat off the baby's head and runs away with it. Now, I did all I could do to keep from taking the baby and handing it to my daughter. And
But I'm whacking that dog.
I'm in another man's home, and that's his dog.
Right.
Well, he runs over and grabs the dog and says, "Give me that," and takes it from the hat from the dog and praises the dog for giving him the hat. Well, for ripping that hat off that baby's head. Man, that just,
goodness.
You gotta be respectful, but
I get you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right, man. Listen, I appreciate the call, and, We'll have a conversation again.
And look, everybody out there, just take a minute this weekend and reflect on Memorial Day, and the ones that, you know, gave up the last full measure of devotion for all of us.
That's true.
Yeah,
I was reading about the island in the Philippines where my dad was stationed. 600 miles off the coast of the mainland of the Philippines, an island called Peleliu.
Yep.
The battle raged for 74 days. It was supposed to be a quick, you know, four-day operation, lasted for 74 days.
Yeah.
And my dad was there. He was wounded twice, and a lot of brave men died on that godforsaken island out there in the middle of the Pacific. So,
well, you know, you about this before, but right now I'm looking at a photograph that says Lot G, Group B, D-Day, September 15th, 1944, Peleliu, Palau Island.
Yeah.
That ship firing on the beach.
Yep. That's where
downstairs here.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, you know, the 81st Infantry. Was the army unit that served there. That's the one my dad was in, the Wildcats. And he was a supply sergeant and got shot unloading a truck, unloading supplies for the supply and the Marines that had landed before. And wouldn't talk much about it. Only talked about his injuries once. He was somehow or another was wading through a swamp and got struck by a grenade and took shrapnel in his right leg. Got shot, almost lost his leg. And while he was unloading the truck, and I spent some time recovering there. But the only other thing he would tell me was that the Japanese would. There are a tremendous amount of coral caves on this island, and the Japanese would hide in these coral caves and come out at night. And he said our guys would go in there with the only way we could fight them would be go in with flamethrowers. And I mean that would be no way to meet your maker encounter a flamethrower. But that the purpose of war is, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, is to kill people and break things. Yep. And that's what had to happen. So,
yeah,
different times, my friend. Different times.
Yes, it is. Well, enjoy your holiday.
Oh, we will. But we do have to remember those brave men and women that served and died. So,
yes, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Bye bye.
Okay. How about that? Spurry's Tire and Auto Service. Well, Spurry's Tire. Let's just call it Spurry's Tire Service. Let's see what they have to say today. Well, they're located at the corner of Elliott and Dover Road right here in town. And as soon as I find what I want to say about them, there it is. Just off Route 50, like two blocks. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. Great patriots, these guys. And then if you need a Michelin or another brand of tire, they'll get that for you, too. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. That's any make, any model of any vehicle. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. You need a tire for your garden tractor, your ATV, your farm tractor, your farm equipment, your pickers, your sprayers, your cultivators, whatever. If you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires for that too. Any kind of trailer, boat trailer, landscape trailer. Just a regular old, flatbed trailer, they've got them all. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Their 24-hour truck service and more services has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. There's no appointment needed for tires. The phone number to call for Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, Maryland is 410-822-7384. And I know some of our listeners from the Western Shore in Baltimore have called and gotten tires and gotten prices that are as good as it gets and have driven, made the effort to come from Baltimore and the Western Shore to get their tires at Spurry's because the deal was so good. How about that? The website is spurrystire.com. Phone number again, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car, truck, You can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep on moving, and that's what tortures me.
All right. Sing it, Johnny. Sing it, baby. You know, we have old Merle Haggard out there singing about Mama Tried, and I turned 21 in prison doing life without parole. I figured it out. That young man that's 21 and doing life without parole, is now 77 years old. So I don't know if he made it or not. He doesn't have many more years to go if he's still out there serving. Oh, my goodness. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Any callers on the line there, Mr. Aaron? All right. Well, I got called away there for a minute when we were doing the commercials, so I need to do this. I need to talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, all kinds of heat sources at Backyard Billy's, and I saw some new ones the other day. They are some beautiful fireplace inserts and some beautiful freestanding wood and pellet stoves out there. You need to go take a look at it. I'll try to remember to bring a brochure next week. But if you have a fireplace in your house that's just sitting there and you don't use it, you don't want to mess with it, consider a fireplace insert. Either wood, pellet, gas, electric, something, to utilize that space and make that spot more beautiful in your home. We did that with this hole in the wall back here in the back room when we redid this room. We stopped to buy a number of different places and finally discovered, kind of, Backyard Billy's. We wound up purchasing an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and we have been well served by that. You know, Enviro, Regency, there's any number of them. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both love the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from the gas fireplace insert. Haven't needed it much the last couple of days, but, you know, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's does carry Enviro, Regency, and others. You should act now before the fall rush. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for that future. I know it's going to get hot, and it's been hot, but the future cold weather is what you got to plan for. It's going to be here sooner than you think. It's already Memorial Day, folks. You know, it's already Memorial Day. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. The number 410-827-4500, that's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. There you go. All right. Well, thank you, Johnny, taking us back to Folsom Prison. Sorry we didn't have more callers on the line this morning, folks. Folks are just busy. Or away. I mean, it's a big travel weekend for everybody, that's for sure. Remind me to tell you that I found a tick, yes, on my shoulder, and what the protocol is for ticks right now, because that is one thing I experienced this week. Everything else that went on, that just kind of took a back seat, but we'll talk about that when we come back. Remind me to talk about a tick, Aaron. All right, sounds good. There's the music, folks. If you have to leave us, get out, stay out, stay safe. Remember the ones who served, and more so the ones who died, to protect our freedoms, our rights, and our lives, our very lives here, to protect us from tyranny. Unfortunately, we can't battle what's happening. We can, but it's more difficult to battle when it happens from within. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll be back after the news.